is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenson with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we bring you Over the Back Fence, a community variety show recorded at the St. Main Theater in historic downtown Lanesboro and hosted by Damon Prestaman. The theme for June is bling. You'll hear songs like Diamonds and Pearls, Rhinestone Cowboy, and Silver Thread and Golden Needles. You will be entertained with original skits, jokes, trivia, music, and fun. June's musical guest is the duo Ryan Lee and Allison Alden. Lee is a musical storyteller, folky innovator, and guitar-wielding poet. Alden is a cellist and vocalist from Lanesboro. Both have performed locally with the Commonweal Theater. I'm Terry Tenset, inviting you to an evening of entertainment with Over the Back Fence on this episode of The Live Feed.
Cecily, isn't it exciting to be here again tonight?
It's so exciting, Deidre. I must say, I'm so jealous. The way you fill out that dress. I'd die to have a figure like yours.
Cecily! Really, do behave. Oh, I love that necklace that you're wearing tonight. And that bracelet.
I got the necklace from my jeweler. Robbie, who's that?
Oh, wait.
Who is this?
Cecily, did you get a new wig?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wait.
Well, hello, ladies.
Mr. Eyes up here, please.
Who's this? Oh. Who's this?
I'm Johnny Tomorrow, and I'm just looking for a back door. Can you ladies help me?
Well, where did you come in from?
I came in from the front door.
You know, you've come to the right place, because we know how you can get out.
How is that?
You can come out the way you came in an emergency. Or...
You can go for the back door, man.
Like so?
Like so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He was a stunning chap, don't you think?
He was. I loved his bling.
Wow. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Two great specimens. Or maybe three. As you know, we usually pick someone from our charming audience, and we're so thankful that you came here in the rain and wet. What a novel idea. But tonight, we have someone that will be introducing this show, and you welcome Louise Wolfang.
Louise, and I'm here tonight to introduce and welcome you to tonight's show. The theme of this night's Over the Back Fence is, guess what?
Bling.
And our host tonight is, as ever, Damon Prestaman, and Rachel Storley is on the piano.
Good evening and welcome to Over the Back Fence, a presentation of Lanesboro Arts. We're celebrating our 22nd year! Our theme tonight is bling. We've got special musical guests Ryan Lee and Allison Alden. I've got bling! We'll also be hearing from our sponsors, the Great River Shakespeare Festival, Pedal Pushers Cafe, and the Lanesboro Public Library. I'm your host, Damon Prestonman, and please join me in welcoming tonight's special guest musical director, Ms. Rachel Storley! Rachel, we're so glad you decided to come back and join us yet again.
Well, I love this place, and I love it in the summertime because everything's buzzing and hopping and lots of fun, even though it's a torrential downpour. Everybody still shows up for great theater, so that's awesome.
Well, you know, if it's not for these crowd, these people, we
that's
wouldn't
right.
be up here doing this. Well, we'd
that's
be up
right.
here doing it, but we'd just be doing it in our basement with nobody listening.
Yeah, yeah, it would be really
paying attention,
sad
yeah.
and lame, actually.
Well, I see that the Back Fence Gang has gathered. Maybe we should hear from them.
Let's do.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want is a love you promise beneath the hallowed moon. But you I should be happy with your money and your name, and hide myself in sorrow while you play that cheating game.
Fence Gang with Silver Threads and Golden Needles. I don't know about you, Rachel, but I kept getting distracted by the gorgeous woman in the pink dress.
Yes, it is a very different sort of beauty that we're experiencing with the pink dress woman tonight.
I just love a woman with a gray beard.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd bring it full circle for the people who can't actually see. So, yes, yes, very, very nice.
I'm distracted. I can tell you are
very distracted.
Oh, but here's something that will bring some sanity to my life. I see George and his grandkids. Hi, George.
Hey.
Hey, George.
Many famous people have had something to say about bling. For example, Mae West, the well-known 1930s actress and sex symbol, once said, "I have always felt that a gift diamond shines much better than one you buy yourself."
Grandpa, I have one.
Okay.
Mark Twain, the author of Tom Sawyer, wrote, "Let us not be too particular. It is better to have old secondhand diamonds than none at all."
Well, according to Sonia Henney, the 3-time Olympic figure skating champion, jewelry takes people's minds off their wrinkles.
Mae West also said, "No gold digging for me. I take diamonds. We may be off the gold standard someday."
Richard Burton, the Welsh actor who was twice married to Elizabeth Taylor, famously said this about a piece of jewelry he gave her on her 40th birthday: "This diamond has so many carats, it's almost a turnip."
Nobody knows who said this last statement, but I bet it was a man. It goes like this. The three rings of marriage are the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffer ring.
That's George's grandkids. Man, they're talented, those grandkids of George's, aren't they? Holy
they are. They are. They're smart and good-looking. It's everything that you want in a grandchild.
And they have good timing, too.
Yeah, that's right. Good comic timing. Yeah. Very important.
So, Rachel, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Minnesota lost, an icon since we've last been here. And it was one of my favorites growing up. In fact, such a favorite that I got an opportunity to see this gentleman at Paisley Park in a very limited show. And, of course, we're talking about Prince. And after the show, we got a little bit of a chance to go over there and talk to him. And he wasn't much for words. But I told him I was just a young 16-year-old who was wearing a pink silk suit. Had a little bit of a pencil mustache because that's all I could grow. I thought I looked just like him. And so I said to him, I'm a piano player, Prince, and I'd really like to get into the business. And what kind of advice can you give me? And he said, pick a different line of work. He never heard me play, never heard me sing. He just knew I wasn't as good as him. So we're going to give it a try, do a little something that he made famous many years ago, and it fits very appropriately for today's theme. This will be the day that you hear me say that I will never run away. I am here for you. Love is meant for two. Tell me what you're gonna do. If I give you diamonds and pearls, would you be a happy boy or a girl? If I could, I would give you the world. But all I can do is just offer you my love. Which one of us is right? Ooh. If we always fight, ooh, or can we just let love decide?
Decide.
I'm the weaker male, because I understand, ooh, that love must be the master plan.
Love is the master plan.
If I give you diamonds and pearls, would you be a happy boy or a girl? If I could, I would give you the world. But all I can do is just offer you my love. D to the I to the A to the M. A to the O to the end of the D of love.
Come on.
D to the I to the A to the M. O to the end to the D to the pearls of love. D to the I to the A to the M. O to the N to the D to the worlds of love. D to the I to the A to the M. O to the N to the D to the pearls of love. If I give you diamonds and pearls, would you be a happy boy or a girl? But all I can do is just offer you my love.
Yeah.
But all I can do is just offer you my love.
But all I can do is just offer you my love.
But all I can do is just offer you my love. Thank you. Thank you. Rachel Storley over there.
Woo!
Thank you very much. I made it through without crying.
R.I.P.
Woo! Whoa. Wow. I might start crying now, though. Get a hold of myself here. Let's get the bling back on.
Bling it. Bling it up.
And enough of this sadness. Let's put on a tiara, shall we?
Yes, please.
What do you think? Please raise your hand if you've ever seen a bald man wearing a tiara. That's what. Oh. Just a second. We got to check with these guys over here for a second. Do you care to explain yourself, sir?
I'm his brother.
All right. That's good enough. That explains everything. Brings it all together. Yeah, no problem there. Holy cow. Hey, you know, it wouldn't be possible to be up here like we are every month without some of our fine sponsors, including Lanesboro Arts, Merchants Bank, Boots and Badges honoring Filmer County veterans, F&M Community Bank, Pedal Pushers Cafe, and Thrivent Financial. It's time now for us to get a chance to visit with another one of our fine sponsors. So joining us from the Great River Shakespeare Festival is Emily, I see. Let's have a nice round of applause for Emily back there. Well, welcome, Emily. So glad you're back to join us again.
It's great to be back, but I kind of want to wear the tiara.
You may wear the tiara. Let's let Emily wear the tiara.
That's right. Looking good, honey.
It had these combs to hold it in your hair, and it just doesn't work out for me.
It's
for
more
whatever
like a,
reason.
Yeah, a brain-digging experience.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, tell me about what's going on. First of all, what is the Great River Shakespeare Festival?
Great River Shakespeare Festival is a professional equity theater in Winona, Minnesota. How many of you have been to Winona before? Just up the road. Awesome. Great. So we are a summer theater festival. So every summer we have three professional Shakespeare productions and often one non-Shakespeare production. So this summer we are featuring As You Like It, which is a hilarious comedy set in the Forest of Arden, Julius Caesar, which I think you all are pretty familiar with that story, and a brand new Americana bluegrass musical called Giorama, which is about the most famous man that you have never heard of, an American artist named John Banvard, who painted a moving panorama in the mid-1800s of the Mississippi River on miles and miles and miles of canvas.
Wow, that sounds kind of neat. Now, I don't really know a lot about Shakespeare, but I'm pretty sure he didn't write any plays about the Great River. Is that accurate?
He did not. You're right. I don't think he knew the Great River existed when he was writing. But in our mission statement, it's really important to us to work on new works and plays and musicals that have important words in them, that are telling important stories, and that is definitely what Giorama is doing.
When is the Great River Shakespeare Festival firing up?
Very soon. We open in just 2 weeks. June 24th is opening night, and we run every single day of the week except Monday all the way through July 31st. And we've got free concerts on the green every Friday and Saturday night with regional musicians. We've got food trucks, yard games. We've got education for all ages and just fantastic stuff all summer. And one exciting thing, I think, for you local folks, B.B. Keith is somewhere. B.B., there you are. B.B. made all of our seasonal art for us this year, highlighting the shows. There's some beautiful work. Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Now, you've given us quite a bit of information. Is there a place maybe that's centrally located where we could go and get some more information?
Check us out online at grsf.org. You can find a calendar, schedule, everything there. But I have some tickets I can give away with some trivia questions.
Ooh, how about that? All right, let's give it a try. All right, Emily is going to ask you a question, and if you have the answer, you are going to get two tickets to the show.
Questions.
Okay, very good.
Who was Caesar talking to when he said his famous line, et tu? Who said it first?
Somebody back there. There we go. All right. We got one down. And now, how about for our second question?
All right. So I just said it. So if you were listening, what river did American artist John Banvard paint?
There we go. I think we found our winners.
Hey,
There we go. I think we're going to track them down out there. For those of you listening at home, that's the kind of fun we like to have at the St. Maine. So you should come down here and check us out. All right. Well, Emily, is there anything else that we should know about the Great River Shakespeare Festival?
It's our 13th season. We have been doing some fantastic work. And our goal is to make Shakespeare accessible for everybody. We want to make it understandable. We make sure you know what you're listening to. It's fun. We get people from all over coming to the shows. And you will have a fantastic time if you come.
All right, so again, if we want to know more information, it's grsf.org. .org. Fantastic. That's Emily from the Great River Shakespeare Festival. Have you ever been down in Winona? Got a chance to see any of their
Yes,
shows
we saw, what was it? Last year we saw something. It was so good, and it was in the 50s.
And Juliet.
Yeah, and the stage fighting was incredible, and the costumes were incredible. I highly recommend going.
Yes, it's well worth it. And Winona's a fun town to go to, too, if you've never been down there. For those of you that are visiting the area, if you've never been to Winona, it's definitely worth the trip down there. Well, I'm looking over my back fence, and I see the back fence men have gathered. I imagine they've got a good song for us.
Sure do.
Walking the streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack on the dirty sidewalks of Broadway. When the hustle is the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. Well, the thunder don't mind the rain, the silence can hide all the pain, but you're down when you're riding the train, taking the long way. And I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone.
Everybody,
like a rhinestone cowboy.
Over the Back Fence Men with a classic Glen Campbell song, Rhinestone Cowboy. For those of you here in the studio audience that may have been confused, yes, all four of them were men. You could take the dress off, but it just doesn't work. We still know who you are. I see Sparkly Bonnie over the back fence. Hi, Bonnie, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about bling. Bling is a word meaning expensive, ostentatious clothing and jewelry, elaborate and ornamented. It's a slang term popularized in the hip-hop culture. The term was first used in rap by Dana Dane in Nightmares in 1987. And there was a song by the Cash Money Millionaires called Bling Bling in 1999. I want to tell you a little bit about some gemstones. Now, there are four precious gemstones, and those are emerald, sapphire, ruby, and diamond. And all the other gemstones are semi-precious, but those four are the precious. We're going to start with diamond. And Mae West said, I never worry about diets. The only carrots that interest me are the number you get in a diamond. Diamonds are billions of years old, in some cases more than 3 billion. It's the birthstone of April, and the ancient Romans and Greeks believed that diamonds were tears cried by the gods or splinters from falling stars. And I found this really interesting that kind of is true because dying stars were found to have a diamond core. They discovered this back in 1960. So when they said that they were splinters of stars, that really was true. During the Middle Ages, diamonds were thought to have healing properties for many different ailments. Diamonds are the hardest natural substance. Only a diamond can scratch another diamond. The word diamond comes from the Greek word adamas, which means invincible or indestructible. Diamonds are nearly 100% carbon, and then any other little minerals that are in there will sometimes give them a little color. So there could be diamonds that have black, yellow, blue, red, all kinds of different shades to them. They're formed about 100 miles below the ground, and they've been carried to the Earth's surface by deep volcanic eruptions. Only 20% of the world's diamonds are suitable for jewelry, and the other 80% are either used in industry or are just not used for anything because they're just not worth it, worth anything. India, Brazil, and Africa have diamond mines, and in the United States, Arkansas has diamonds. The largest diamond ever mined was, get this now, 3,106 carats. It was named the Cullinan, and it's now part of the English crown jewels in the Tower of London. Well, on to emeralds, my birthstone. It's the birthstone for May, and it means green gemstone. It's evaluated by color, clarity, cut, and carat, and that's the same with diamonds. And what is interesting to me about emeralds is that, you know, usually with diamonds, they use a loop, and it's magnified 10 times. Well, to evaluate the clarity of an emerald, they do it with a visual eye. So if just by your eye, if you don't see any inclusions, then it's considered flawless. Emeralds are hard to cut because they break easily. They have a lot of little inclusions and fissures in them. And sometimes they even will put a kind of oil in to kind of fill those up. And sometimes cedar oil is used because it has a reflection that kind of helps make it a little more sparkly. Colombia is the world's largest producer of them. 50 to 90% of emeralds are mined there, and the second is Zambia. In the United States, we have some emeralds. Connecticut, Montana, Nevada, and North and South Carolina have found emeralds. A top-quality fine emerald can be worth more than a diamond of the same weight because they're so very rare. The Gatchala is one of the largest gem emeralds in the world. It's 858 carats, and it was found in Colombia back in 1967. Now it's in the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Let's go on to rubies. The word ruby comes from ruber, the Latin word for red. It's a birthstone of July. And the price for rubies is determined by color, clarity, cut, and carat, same as diamonds. But in rubies, the darker the red, the more precious it is. And they even call it pigeon red or blood red, so that's the most rare. The Liberty Ruby is the largest mined ruby in the world. It's 8,500 carats. It was found in Africa in the 1950s, and it weighs 4 pounds. This is so interesting. It was sculpted into a miniature form of the Liberty Bell in 1976 for the U.S. Bicentennial, and it had 50 diamonds set in it. It's valued now at $2 million. In 2011, it was stolen in a heist, and they found the people that stole it, but the gem itself was never recovered. So it might be out there somewhere. Let's go on to sapphires. Sapphire is the most precious and valuable blue gemstone. It's second in hardness to diamonds. It's the birthstone of September, and it comes in all different shades of blue, from light blue to very dark blue. Sapphires are desirable because of their color, hardness, durability, and luster. The price is determined by size, color, transparency, and origin. Top quality sapphires are rare. It takes great skill to cut them and make the light shine just right. And now be careful, in 1902, a synthetic lab, made synthetic sapphires. And they're very hard to tell from the real one. So if you ever get a sapphire, make sure you're getting the real thing. Let's go on to emeralds. Oh, I guess I said emeralds, didn't I? So I guess we covered them all. We did diamonds.
Thank
we
you.
Did emeralds and sapphires.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vine.
She's our beautiful sapphire, isn't she?
Yes, she is. I like semi-precious or precious stones, so if you have any that you want to share with me, that would be fine.
It's funny you look at me, because I'm wearing these really, really fabulous long pearl earrings, and
yes.
You didn't mention anything about pearls, and that's all I can give up tonight.
That's all you care about are pearls?
Perhaps.
What about diamonds and pearls?
I'll take them together. Only if you're part of the package.
We should have used that routine before we sang earlier.
We should have. Darn it.
Oh, look at who I see over the back fence. Hi, BB. How you doing?
Hi, Damon. I'm good.
Great. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, I'm looking for somebody with money.
She is.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Hey, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender, time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I can show you a good time. I can show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Hey, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender.
BB Keith with a little bit of Big Spender. Well, it's not possible for us to do these kind of shows without some of our fine sponsors, including Great River Shakespeare Festival, Lanesboro BPS&A Petroleum, Batstone CPA, Bluff Country Computer Works, Eagle Bluff Skills School, Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop. Another great big thank you goes out to Preston, Rushford, and Harmony Foods IGA stores, Coffee Street Fitness Center, Lanesboro Public Library, Derek Berg of Farm Bureau Insurance and Financial Services of Rushford. Well, you know, we're in for a treat right now, Rachel.
I know it. I love, love, love what's coming up. You're going to all enjoy this so much.
Joining us tonight as our special musical guest, it is Ryan Lee and Allison Alden.
Even if I did nothing, that I would be good. Even if I got the thumbs down, that I would be good. If I got and stayed sick, that I would be good, even if I gained 10 pounds. That I would be fine, even if I went bankrupt. That I would be good if I lost my hair and my youth. That I would be great if I was no longer queen. That I would be grand if I was not all-knowing. That I would be loved even when I numb myself. That I would be good even when I am overwhelmed. That I would be loved even if I lost sanity. That I would be good either with or without you.
Tonight. Wow. Holy cow. Man. $8 and the goosebumps are free. I'm telling you, where else can you get a deal like that? We're going to take up a little collection for his shoes, though.
They got soaked.
Okay, fair enough.
A little wet.
Well, Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Damon. We're glad to have you.
We're glad that you brought with you Allison. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the person you've brought with
you? You know,
tonight?
She brought me. She booked this gig earlier this year and said, hey, I need a guitar and I need...
Okay, well then, I'll go talk to her then.
I was honored. She's incredible.
I'm just going to stand over here and talk to her then instead.
Okay,
if you're just a fill-in, I don't really want to talk to you.
I'm not a fill-in.
Allison, tell me, why did you bring Ryan with you tonight?
Why wouldn't you bring Ryan with you?
Wow, you have a very powerful voice. You know, you started out kind of mellow, and then you shot these goosebumps right out of my arm. Very impressive. How long have you been doing this?
Singing? Oh, 43 years or so.
Not very good. You didn't have to be that honest about it. You could have just, you know, hidden behind whatever number you wanted to hide behind. Tell us, are you playing anywhere nearby in the future that we should know about? Or is there
If anybody wants me to.
Very good.
If I can get him.
All right, very good.
I'm in.
Well, fantastic. Well, I think it's enough of this talking. Let's hear some more music, shall we? All right. That's Allison Alden and Ryan Lee.
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden, and the words they say, which we won't understand.
accept that what's happening is just a case of others suffering, or you'll find that you're joining in the turning away. It's a sin that somehow light is changing to shadow and casting its shroud over all we have known. Don't know where how the ranks have grown, driven on by a heart of stone. We could find that we're all alone in the dream of the proud. On the wings of the night, as the daytime is luring, where the speechless unite in a silent accord, using words you will find are strange and mesmerized as they light the flame. Feel the new winds of change on the wings of the night. No more turning away from the weak and the weary. No more turning away from the coldness inside. Just a world that we all must share. It's not enough just to stand and stare. Is it only a dream that there'll be no more turning away? No more turning away from the weak and the weary. No more turning away from the darkness inside. Just a world that we all must share. It's not enough just to stand and stare. Is it only a dream that there'll be no more turning away? No more turning away. No more turning away. No more turning
away. We have one more. I think most people know this one.
I think so, too.
Allie, thank you for letting me join you.
Ryan, thank you for joining me.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm, and I know it's been coming for some time.
When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. And I know, shining down like water.
And I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know, have you ever seen coming down on a sunny day? Yesterday and days before, sun is cold and rain is hot, and I know been that way for all my time. Till forever, so it goes through the circle, fast and slow. And I know it can't.
down on a sunny day.
Allison Alden and Ryan Lee, live from the St. Main Theater on Over the Back Fence. Allison Alden, Ryan Lee on guitar. Holy cow. Brought the house down. Allison Alden, Ryan Lee, fantastic. Woo. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys have heard me say this sort of thing before, but we're gonna have to ask all of you for an additional $2 when you're leaving the building.
Because how about 20?
Well, we don't want to push our luck.
Oh, okay, all right.
I feel like an additional $2 would be acceptable after tonight's performances. I see some of my friends across the fence.
I see some bling.
I see some bling over there. I see some funny guys.
I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
A lady walks into a jewelry store wearing a beautiful large diamond. The jeweler remarks what a beauty it is and compliments her. She says thank you and says, it's named the Plotkin Diamond. But it comes with a curse. The jeweler asks, what's the curse? She replies, Mr. Plotkin.
Yo, let me bust the phone from there. Fresh new kills and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you
can't touch it.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
A lady enters a jeweler's and says, you sold my husband a diamond ring yesterday, but it's the wrong size. No problem, madam. We can adjust the finger size easily. Oh, you don't understand. You sold him a 1-carat size. I take a 5-carat size.
Out of your seat and get the 5-girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, move a little bit and let the noise go.
Can't touch this.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
What did the ruby say to the diamond?
You're so clear, you make me blush.
Like that. Pull a little bit of the ball on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat. They
can't touch this. Pete.
Yeah.
Silver walks up to gold in a bar. You know what he said?
Hey, you. Get out of here.
Yo, I told you. Can't touch this. Why you standing there, man?
Can't touch this. All right, Bill.
Yeah.
How much do pirates pay for a pair of diamond studded earrings?
A buccaneer.
School's in, sucker. Can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, make them sweat. That's what I'm getting them now. They know.
That's Pete, that's Bill. And that's MC Hammer joining on that. Careful, don't keep playing that. I won't be able to stop myself. Holy cow. That's the first time I've ever seen that sort of thing.
Yeah, me too. And interesting that earlier on, I think one of them may have been wearing a light pink dress.
I think I feel very confident of that. I was picturing him in it the whole time they were doing that bit.
I know, it's hard to get it out of your mind. But equally well done. Thank you.
That was a classic, actually, right there. That might go down in the history books.
That's right. And you know what else goes down in the history books?
What's that?
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, the film. You saw it, right?
Oh, that was a great film.
Yeah. We've got our very own special Sarah, who's going to be filling in as the lead role in Diamonds Are Girls' Best Friend.
Jewels.
That's the Backfence women. The diamonds are a girl's best friend. Everybody knows that. Well, this is our chance to meet with another one of our fine sponsors that's going to head up our way, I think. Hey. This is a special treat for me because joining Tara Johnson from the Lanesboro Public Library is one of our best readers ever, Sawyer Leper. Well, first of all, we'll say hello to Tara. Tara, how are you doing? And welcome back.
Oh, I'm excellent tonight. And you look lovely in your pink dress and diamond earrings.
Okay, well, let's not give that away to the folks at home that I'm wearing that I've been talking about myself the whole night. Now, Tara, things are exciting over at the Lanesboro Public Library, aren't they?
Yes, now that school's out, we are in summer reading. So come on down to your library, sign up for our program this summer, and we have lots of kids that are signing up to and pledging to read books all summer long. And we have lots of fun family events and some new teen events. So come on down and check us out.
And you can pretty much get any book around because we cooperate with other libraries. So if I come to you looking for a specific book, you can go out of your way to help me find it, can't you?
You bet. We will do our best to find whatever you are looking for, and not just books, but movies, CDs, anything.
What about books on Bling? Could we probably find some of those?
You bet we could. With your picture on the cover, Damon.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, We've kind of beat that dead horse already there, Tara, so let's move on. I'm trying to move this out of the way so everybody can see who I'm going to be talking to next. For those of you that are not here at the St. Main Theater, come down and see us next month. We're here at the second Friday of every month. And right now we're going to visit with one of our all-star readers here in Lanesboro. Tell us, what is the title that she has? What has she accomplished, Tara?
She is our champion reader. Every summer we choose two of our top readers, and Sawyer just stupendous. I mean, she was reading, I think she read hundreds of books last year.
Oh my goodness gracious, Sawyer, that's impressive. Please join me in welcoming Sawyer Leper. Now, Sawyer, first of all, tell us in the audience, how old are you?
7 years old.
7 years old, and you apparently enjoy reading quite a bit, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad you like reading. Speaking, not so much. Okay, now tell me, what is one of your favorite books?
The Harry Potter series, the Judy Moody series, pretty much everything.
Very good. Well, you know, you must be an incredible reader because I recently read one of the Harry Potter books and they were kind of complicated for me. So I'm really impressed. Tell me a little bit about Judy Moody. What kind of books are those?
Books about, well, funny books.
Okay, and what does Judy do in the books?
She does funny things, like goes on trips and stuff.
Well, those sound like fun. Do you recall how many books you've read?
Somewhere around 200.
200? That's right. Listen to how thrilled they are that you have read 200 books. But you like to read those books, huh?
Yeah, very much.
Because it's kind of a great way you can imagine things of what's going on in the book. Is that one of the reasons why you like to read books?
Yeah.
I think the interviewer needs to do a better job of not asking yes or no questions. Can you tell me one of the books that you didn't like and tell me why?
I don't have a book I didn't like.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's why she's a champion reader, right? Now, are there any other things that you like to do besides reading? That's why you've read 200 books. It's because reading is fun. Now, I bet you know Tara very well, right? Because you're down at the library quite a bit.
Yeah.
And does she help make recommendations for maybe some new types of books that you might like?
Yeah, sorta.
Sorta. Well, you're hard to please. I mean, if you've done 200 books already, it's kind of hard. Is there any book that you're looking forward to reading next?
No, I don't think.
What is the book you're reading like right now? Do you have one that you're in the middle of right now?
Harry Potter number 3, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Holy mackerel. Now, do you like to watch the movies after you've read the book?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. But the book is always better, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And here I go with those yes or no questions again. Is there anything that you'd like to say to the people? That, anything that they should know about reading?
No.
You probably sort of want to be done now, don't you? Do you want to be done?
Yes.
Enough talking. That's Tara Johnson and our champion reader, Sawyer Leper. Thank you, Sawyer. Great job. They love you. You're all done. Wow. 200 books by the age of 7. Please applaud if you've read 200 books yourself. For those of you at home, that was about a quarter of the audience. And this little 7-year-old is way ahead of all of us. Boy, that's great. You know, it's so fun to hear children that are reading books still, you know, because I was just listening to a segment on public radio the other day that was talking about how kids think they're reading, but they're really only reading text messages and Facebook posts.
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me with the way their eyes are glued to those little screens everywhere.
That's exactly right. A great big thank you goes out to a couple more of our fine sponsors, including Granny's Liquor, Thomas M. Manning Attorney at Law, Niagara Cave, Riverside on the Root Restaurant, and Cedar Valley Resort. You know, I love James Bond.
Good, because we've got some of that just for you.
We do?
Well, for everybody. It's for everybody.
Okay,
it's not a private radio show all of a sudden, I promise.
Well, I'm looking over the I'm looking over the back fence.
There's a Bond girl coming.
I think a Bond girl
to the microphone.
I feel like that's Diana. What do you have for us? Love that song.
Sassy.
Man. What a way to have fun on a stormy night, huh?
Man, I say
fantastic.
So.
You know, Rachel, you come from down by Spring Grove, don't you? Isn't
That's
that your
correct.
Kind of area?
Yeah,
and
beautiful place.
Cool stuff going on down there quite frequently, isn't
All
there?
The time, let me tell you. We've got some really great stuff going on. We're a small town, but we've got an art gallery. We've got a long-standing tradition with community theater. We've got a heritage center, and we've got all the good stuff like gas stations and stores, and it's all perfect. So, yeah.
You even have a movie theater, too. I think
oh, that's the... right, the movie theater, of course. Yep.
Well, I know that you also have a great history of community theater, and I'd like to hear a tune from one of those, perhaps.
Here's Babe.
Yeah. I got steam heat. I got steam heat. I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I can't get warm without your hand to hold. I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway, Olé.
Well, you may have been able to tell that some of those songs are from the Pajama Gang. And joining us with a quick little insert about the Pajama Gang is the director of that show. This is David. David, tell me, when is the Pajama Game starting off?
Damon, it starts July 14th to the 17th in Spring Grove in a barn. And on nights like tonight, we fear being in a barn for the audience and also for us. But we've had very good luck the last few years. We are the 14th through the 17th is the second weekend. Well, yeah, something like that. Same time that Lanesboro does a show, too. So we compete against you. But if Lanesboro does two weekends, so if you can come to our weekend first, we'd love it.
Well, that's very nice. Pajama Game, big cast going on?
We've got 21 people in the cast, and about a third of them are high school students. We haven't been having that many high school students recently, so it's a fun treat, and we've got a lot of talent in Spring Grove.
A lot of great music and a lot of great comedy in that show, isn't there?
Yeah, well, the music is very hard. The songs are great. I love the songs. I'm playing in the orchestra also, which directing and being in the orchestra at the same time is going to be kind of confusing when it gets down close, but it's beautiful music, a lot of jazzy stuff.
All right, well, that sounds good. It's coming up July 14th through the 17th in Spring Grove. Let's hear a little more.
Pajama Game is the game I'm in, and I'm proud to be in the Pajama Game. I love it. I can hardly wait to wake and get to work at 8. Nothing's quite the same as the Pajama Game. All you gotta do is say hello to a man, and they've got you whispering in his ear. All you gotta do is be polite with him, and they've got you spending the night with him. If there's a guy you merely had a beer with, they've got you setting the wedding date. It seems they've just gotta have some dirt to bend your ear with. So before you start, I herewith state, I'm not at all in love, not in love, not I, not a straw, not a hair. I don't care if he's as strong as a lion, or if he has the rest of you sighing. Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes, love never made a fool of you. There once was a woman who loved a man. He was the one that she took poison for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she. But me.
From the cast of the Pajama Gang, coming up in Spring Grove, July 14th through the 17th. Be sure to check it out. Right there in Spring Grove, the performance of the Pajama Gang, July 14th through the 17th. All right, it's your chance to participate in the show tonight. We're going to play a little Name That Tune. Actually, I guess it's not really fair for me to say that it's Name That Tune. It's kind of fill in the blank that tune.
That's right. I'm going to help out a little bit, but we do need some volunteers.
We sure do. Who's going to be brave? Come on up here and join us, because what are we competing for tonight? Oh, we better check to see what we're competing with for tonight. Ooh, what's in your delectable basket, Diane?
This delectable tonight is so that we don't forget about the Rhubarb Fest that we just celebrated. I made rhubarb muffins with bling.
Rhubarb muffins with bling. And I see the bling on the muffins. Ooh, those look so good.
It's there. It's been counted, and it's worth it.
That's right. And, ooh, that looks good. I need three volunteers. Put your hands in the air. Come on up here and help me play. Come on, sir. Help me play. I need two more volunteers. Two more. Come on. Don't be shy. Come on over, sir. Come on. Step right on up. We got one. We need two more. Don't be shy. Come on now. If you've never been to the show before, don't be scared. I'm going to wear this tiara right now. I thought about giving it to him, but I didn't want to scare him off the stage. He's the only one that volunteered so far. He'll be fine. He seems all right, doesn't he? He's got an earring already. Let's see if he'll take it out of my hand. There we go. And here, oh, yes, very good. I've got two contestants. Have a sip right up there. Grab yourself a microphone. That's right. And I need one more contestant. And here she comes on down. All right. Very good. What we have here are three people that have never seen the show before. I don't know, I made that part up. Careful, don't laugh too much there, Dulcimer crowd. I'll get you up here too in a minute.
Oh, bling it out.
Go! Bling them out. Bling them out. I need a little bit more bling. I need some. There we go.
There we go.
Lovely. All right, now, here's how we're going to do this. Rachel is going to sing you a very popular song that you will know. Okay. Well, first, let's introduce ourselves first before we move on to that. Some of you I know already, but we're going to introduce ourselves. Please step towards the microphone, and please tell me who you are and where you're from.
My name is Jeff Lepper, and my daughter is a very good reader.
Aha! Yes, she is. Not much of a talker, but great reader. So I'll bet you someday she's going to have an incredible vocabulary, probably have my job up here.
She's got you beat already, Mom.
Well, thanks for that. And we're going to need one more volunteer. He's got to get to the library. He'll be back. All right, so that's Jeff. All right, in the middle here is a fine sir, great head of hair, and he's got a tiara on. Step to the microphone and tell us who you are and where are you from.
My name's John Mahana. I'm from Rochester, Minnesota.
Welcome to the show, John. Welcome to the show. Very good. We're glad to have you. And seriously, look at my hair, look at yours. I love your hair. Ma'am, how are you today? Who are you and where are you from?
Well, my name is Susan. I'm from St. Paul, but part-time neighbors of Pete and Barb.
Well, very good, Susan. Somebody help me. Okay, very good. All righty, so now we're going to be handing out to you right now your signalers. Now, if you know the answer to the question, which is, this is filling in the blank. Now, she's going to sing you a popular part of a popular song, and then you are to do whatever you need to do to tell us what the fill. Right, okay, let's not get a little over-aggressive with that. All right, I'm going to need some security up here, I think. These folks are a little bit out of control. Alrighty, Rachel, are you ready for the first song?
I sure am. This one starts kind of in the middle, and then you're going to fill in the blank where I start humming, okay?
leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
Oh, it's stormy today. There's been a power outage. Sorry about that.
But
oh,
they might hurt me.
We're going back into the basically the title of the song is what I'm looking for here. Okay. You're really close. Oh,
what year was this popular?
The year? No idea. Something it's from.
Excuse me, John. There's no additional information available.
Right. I've got nothing. They said I should give you a helping word, which is diamonds.
Who is first? Is anybody who is first there? I couldn't tell anybody. All right, John, what do we got?
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
No,
so sorry. You're right, but you're not right on this answer. Yeah. All right, we're down to Jeff and Susan. Thank you so much, Susan.
Diamonds
and
are forever.
Diamonds are forever is correct.
Yes. That's
1 point
right.
For Susan.
Don Black and John Barry, Diamonds Are Forever, from another Bond movie, of course. All right, this one, I think you're going to get this. I'm going to start about in the middle. Never mind, I can't. I need to figure it out from the top. Okay. Picture yourself on a boat on the river.
Oh, he's jumping in already.
Yes, that's
Jeff,
great.
Your answer, please.
Lucy in the Sky.
Lucy in the Sky with?
With.
Diamonds.
Yeah.
That's correct. All right, we're moving on to question number three.
Remember when we were young? You shone like the sun.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to take a chance. Lucy in the Sky with... No.
No. Now there's a look in your eyes. Like black holes in the sky. You crazy.
Hold it. I feel like I've been insulted.
This is Neil Young. You're gonna get it. Just keep looking.
That's clearly why I didn't know. I never really liked Neil Young anyway.
Pink Floyd. Okay, how about I'll give you Shine on
Forever.
You
crazy fool.
Crazy. Starts with a D.
Diamond.
Okay.
We're gonna give it to John. We'll give it to John. Okay. All right. On second thought, I should have asked if these people had listened to music before.
You said.
Forgot about that. Should have asked about that ahead of time.
All
right, now everybody's tied. 1-1-1. This is going to be the big finish.
That's right. Now, I've got a special guest who's going to help me.
Very good. Rachel, please pick out the one that is most known.
We're going to go back in time to the Wayback Machine of some country era. Good stuff. Golden music. Okay.
Champion there, hold it.
Sure.
All right, now here we go. Now here is your prize. But you know what? Everybody was such a good competitor tonight. We're going to give everybody some bling. Everybody gets bling tonight.
Woo! Look at that. Share those with your friends. When I said everybody gets bling, I meant the... Thank you. All right.
Oh, thank you. These things
are really pretty nice. Oh.
I see they're handing in their bling as they leave. I don't know if that was the point.
I've got one more set of muffins here. Who has some bling on out there that I can see? I have some bling out there. Ooh, oh, look at here. I spotted some bling. I'm going to bring this out here. All right. It's time for us to enjoy the Back Fence Gang as we sing one more tune for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you bet. All of our performers on tonight's show, including the pre-show, Northland Mountain Dulcimers, our musical guests, Allison Alden and Ryan Lee. We'd also like to thank the Great River Shakespeare Festival, Pedal Pushers Cafe, and of course, Tara and Sawyer from the Lanesboro Public Library. A great big thank you goes out to our guest musical director, Ms. Rachel Storley. I'm David Prestman. Good night, everybody.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. Let gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to
on behalf of the Over the Back Fence Gang, we say thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thanks again to all the sponsors that make Over the Back Fence possible, including Bluff Country Computer Works, Boots and Badges honoring Fillmore County veterans, Cedar Valley Resort, Coffee Street Fitness Center and Dance Studio, Drury's Furniture, F&M Community Bank, Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, Great River Shakespeare Festival, Green Gables Inn, Lanesboro Arts Center, Lanesboro BP S&A Petroleum, Lanesboro Public Library, Merchants Bank, Niagara Cave, Pedal Pushers Cafe, Preston Foods, Riverside on the Root Restaurant and Outfitters, Sally's Hair to Die For, Thomas M. Mannion, Attorney at Law, Thrivent Financial, and Visit Bluff Country Magazine. We would also like to extend our thanks to the volunteer cast and crew of Over the Back Fence. More information on Over the Back Fence can be found at overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tensett, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.